This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We got the phone lines full, so let's go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
Right, Hollywood. How was the trip to KC?
It was nice. Kansas City fans, we tailgate with them. They barbecued me some ribs, gave me some water, gave my wife some drinks and stuff like that. They were very kind.
Awesome.
Yeah, in the Midwest, yeah, they kind. Then I like those Philly fans or something.
And even the coach for Philly getting into a scuffle, so to speak.
Fans.
Man,
yeah.
Hey, come on.
Why are you even interacting with the fans? In Philadelphia. Are you kidding? That's the worst place.
Man, he's on the short walk of the plank in Philly if you start hollering back at the Philly fans.
Well, he's incompetent.
Bobby, he ain't got much longer left. Steve Geller don't like to hear that, but the Eagles, man Sirianni, he's on the short leash there. So go ahead, Hollywood. We kind of got sidetracked.
And Mike, what I like about that stadium, when they do the tomahawk chop, it just puts vibes in your body. It sounds so good and loud in that stadium. You should hear that.
Tomahawk chop.
Bobby heard it for pregame. He said it was the loudest he had ever heard.
No, I said we better jump on it quick, and we didn't against Kansas City. We're down 7-0, so the crowd's going to be in the game. But you know what? In this day and age, political correctness and all that, I'm glad that the Atlanta Braves, Florida State Seminoles, they got permission, and now the Chiefs, they still do the tomahawk chop. I mean, so what? You had Native American scalping Caucasians and vice versa. Everybody. In those days, they used to scalp each other because they'd get money for a scalp. I mean, come on. That happened.
Let's talk about the Saints' defense. They know how to tackle. Just don't want to tackle. You can't show a grown man how to tackle. If they don't know by now how not to tackle, they should have some changes on that defense, including Dennis Allen as a coach.
Well, the bottom line is, because the CBA and all that, how you practice, and then you're paying the players so much money, you don't want to get anybody hurt, to actually have live drills where you actually tackle. Now, the only thing you could do drills and maybe you tackle a dummy, but it's not trying to tackle actual skilled human being at running back. So I don't know how you get better. I think a lot of it is desire and passion.
Effort.
an effort.
Yes.
And to me, that has not necessarily been a case, I can say, a number of years under Dennis Allen, the defense.
They've always been good tackles.
No, but not the last three games.
No, they haven't.
No. And so all of a sudden, that ain't good. So how do you you know who's a tackling machine that hadn't been available? Pete Werner. Pete Werner knows how to tackle. So you look, okay, but it's no excuse. Everybody's dealing with injuries. So when you're like, okay, or do you tackle or not tackle?
Look, the Lions. They've lost their starting two defensive ends within the last 3 weeks. You lose Marcus Davenport, and now you lose Aiden Hutchinson.
And he broke his leg pretty bad.
And so that's gone for the year with Aiden. Just hope that, man,
he can come back
and
play at a high level, get rewarded.
Because he's one hell of a football player. You hate to see that happen.
But what do you think about the Hollywood? Yeah. The Saints injury report?
It's going to be lengthy.
17 players that are in.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is you might say next man up, but it doesn't matter who's the next man. All I know, which is not good, the offensive line, we're speculating on that in August. Okay, that might be the weak link. And all I know is, didn't the season just started? We're already in our fourth center. And, Mike, you know how we talk about how important the center position is.
Center position is really
important.
And really
we're on our fourth center. I mean.
And yesterday you had.
But the center don't have to tackle.
That's right.
Again, the center don't play on defense.
Right now. Now, I'm not talking about before the season, but right now, your biggest concern to me is more open field tackling than it is offensive line. And that's saying something.
Right. To me, what's puzzling, it wasn't that long ago, how can you hold Atlanta to no offensive touchdowns, and you have that performance yesterday against Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield and that offensive team. Now, the one guy who the Saints, everybody thinks like Mike Evans is the guy. You know who's the Saints killer? Chris Godwin.
Man.
Chris Godwin. Charlie, you had those numbers. The last three games, it's even been worse than this. But you look at 14 games versus the Saints, he has 75 catches, 9 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards receiving. That's the son of a gun. Chris Godwin from Penn State.
Okay, Bob.
You know, we think like, oh, Mike Evans at all. No. And that's the number two guy. We don't have no number two guy like that.
Okay.
And you know what? He's a big guy.
Godwin caught a 3-yard pass and went 55 yards downfield.
I think we were trying to pull the flag.
It was almost like pinball.
I think
the guys didn't tackle him. They were kind of bouncing off of him. It was a pinball type of deal.
And whether you're young or old, you know, whatever. You know, I've been disappointed as of late. What about Kool-Aid? Nick Saban would be chewing his ass out. McKittrick, Kool-Aid ain't done jack trying to tackle. He's been, man, I'm a pro now. I'm going to be on easy street. No. Kool-Aid has been very disappointing as far as, making tackles. And the safety, to me, was not positioned as a whole. All of a sudden, you lose Tyrann Mathieu, right? You know who's been disappointing has not grown? Jordan Howden. Well, what the hell he's doing?
And Bob, I thought he would have a breakout year this year, and
he broke out and fell through the ceiling. and then, Mike, if you look at the safety position as a whole, like Will Harris, now he's on IR. I mean, I always talk about the last time we had truly accountability in production was Malcolm Jenkins and Marcus Williams. Okay, then we had a Honey Badger. But right now, the safety position is kind of a liability. We were so desperate. He's a special teams ace. We haven't played JT Gray and stuff. And hoping he would. But it's bad on the back end. In other words, you get to that second level, a lot of running backs will say, man, I might take it to the house.
And that's where all these big chunk plays are happening. You breaking an initial tackle or getting hit and kind of bouncing off, and you making all this yards after touch.
And, you know, to not be because this is basically, a Saints Who That Nation show. So show you it's not all negative. You know what I could say, what I was encouraged by? We finally threw the ball to the tight end.
And they caught it.
And they caught it. If you look at the tight end position, they had 5 targets, 5 catches. Foster Morrow and Juwan Johnson. They had 102 yards total. So that's a positive. I don't know. Derek Carr never threw the tight end this much. So good for Spencer Rattler, doing that. I mean, now, it's a mixed bag. Okay, I was positive. But then I have to say something I said in the pregame I was really encouraged by, but now it turned into a negative. You know who had the number one red zone defense in the NFL? The Saints.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we were number one. We only given up 25% touchdown rate in the red zone, number one in the league. Did Tampa Bay get the memo that we were the number one red zone defense?
Apparently not.
All of a sudden, they were 4 or 5 getting touchdowns in the red zone.
Man.
So then it was a positive and turned into a negative. I'm telling you, the only true positive was that I think Spencer Rattler in the first half, and we threw it a tight end.
Bob, I like what I saw of Spencer. He showed a lot of poise. He threw the ball on balance. And he can make plays that's not scripted. Kind of impromptu stuff because of his feet, because of his ability
to
move.
Yeah, he can extend
around plays,
but ain't no damn Lamar Jackson or Jay
Daniels.
Well, he
can't run like that, but very few guys can.
No, I'm just telling you. Now, you can extend plays. There's different levels of that. But Jay Daniels and Lamar Jackson, those two cats are on a different level.
But if you watch Lamar.
And then Caleb Williams. Look what Caleb Williams is now doing with the Bears as of late.
And he's rode the roller coaster.
Yeah, but how you handle adversity. You can't be scared or feel sorry for yourself.
Not when they're paying you that kind of money.
They'll get somebody else. I mean, come on. You got to fight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.